You know, city building segment, I want to give a big, gigantic shout out and thank you to Dr. Annika Schmidt, who is director of Windsor Law Center for Cities, for help out with it, for helping with this segment, putting it together, talking about some topics that kind of make a city, everything from, tech, public art, transit, small businesses, libraries, and natural or wildlife as well. So on this city building segment, we're going to be talking about Windsor's first urban forest management plan. The city of Windsor is developing our first ever urban forest management plan, and this will establish a long-term vision, goals, targets for the maintenance, protection, and enhancement of trees across the entire city. And I love, you know, one of my favorite things to do is go to Malden Park and go up on that hill and look down at the city of Windsor, and it looks like we are just jam-packed with trees from that angle. You see trees as far as the eye can see. So I love that we're considering our green spaces and the importance of trees and the role that they play in neighborhoods and in our city. Tonight, a virtual public information center for the City of Windsor Urban Forest Management Plan will be taking place this evening, 6 p.m. And in studio to talk a bit about it is City Forest and Manager with Forestry and Natural Areas with the City of Windsor, Yemi Adeyeye. Yemi, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for having me.
So really quickly, what is, for those who don't know, what is Windsor's first urban forest management plan? Can you explain a bit about it?
Thanks, Dan. So this is the first time that the City of Windsor is going to be working on this kind of strategic document for the forest and the natural areas in the city. And what we are hoping that this plan becomes is a long-term vision that sort of collates the good ideas across different partners that we have in the city, and at the same time provides direction in terms of what we should be doing, what principles should inform our actions as we work on our urban forest, and where are the opportunities for our residents to support and engage. And of course, this plan will be what we'll present to the council and expect some kind of direction in terms of which direction we go.
I love that. So you're really looking for feedback from the community right now.
Yes.
And what their thoughts are. So I'm curious to know, what benefits does an urban forest provide? Why should the community care about this?
Yeah, you know, Dan, I like the way you opened when you said that what you see, because all these kind of things that you see has some implication for your mental health. Mm-hmm. So one could say that the green spaces around us positively influence our mental health. So the more we care for that, the more we're going to feel happy, feel better, and feel sort of healthy in our mental space. That's number one. The other qualities of doing this kind of work is that it has some implications for our health, our biophysical health, in terms of good oxygen that we breathe in, and good health in general, not just beyond our perceptive health, which is mental. Right. And the other thing is that when we look around across Canada and across the globe, there are conversations about climate change and the implication of that and how trees play a central role in helping us in carbon sequestration, which is basically absorbing carbon from the atmosphere,
right,
and also carbon storage, which is basically isolating and storing those carbon. So these are some of the things. And if you look at Windsor, where a lot of things is going on, at the same time, having our green space in a good state is something that will be positive for both our health as a person and for the general public.
Absolutely. And I love that we're taking more measures to be proactive about these green spaces because they are so important. I'm really curious to know, what tools does the city use to count and manage and map the trees we have in the area? This is something we don't hear a lot about too often.
Yeah. So the good news is that, you know, every day the city is getting better, as you would expect. When something happens, people learn and people get better. And we are at the stage where the city now has a what we call the EIS, which is basically an area photography data storage where all the trees across the city have been counted, identified through GPS location.
Oh, wow.
And then that GPS location was done to submit accuracy. So you can really see on EIS those trees and where they are, the locations, the type of trees, the size at the time they are measured. Which was so the most recent inventory, as we call it, that was done was in 2019, 2020, within that year. So we had, you know, a consulting organization that works on this with expertise to do this, supporting our forestry office to go around and make sure most of these trees identified.
It's interesting, too. You know, I was in New York City last year, and we went to Central Park, and they were talking a bit about this and the trees and the shrubbery and the greenery that you see. And they said this was all planned out very specific. It's a lot of it's left alone, but it was planned out very specific. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I've never considered that, how important what trees go where.
Yeah.
It was a huge learning thing, and I love that we're doing this. So, you know, right now, biggest concerns people are having, I'm hearing some people say they're concerned they won't be able to maintain or remove trees on their property anymore. Is that a concern that you're hearing about?
Not really.
Okay.
Because at this stage, what we are looking at really is the broader, what should be the citywide objective for our green space? Which direction should us as a city be looking at, dependent on the outcome we want to generate?
Right.
And also, this is a situation where we get all this feedback from people. We outline and summarize what all these concerns and ideas are, and we then present them for council deliberation.
Right.
So whatever, where that would lead us is not particularly drawn out yet, but we as a community would know that wherever we're going is a summation of our ideas and our needs that get us there.
So the more people who partake in this and give their thoughts, the better.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of people, too, are wondering, you know, how does an urban forest plan, how does that affect day-to-day people? Like you mentioned, I mentioned in the beginning, you know, what you see, it has a huge impact on your health. I even hear trees in certain neighborhood, mature trees, they can act as a traffic calming measure, which is interesting.
Let me give you more info on that.
Please do.
You know, one of the interesting things that sometimes when we have interaction with residents, we try to share with them, is that trees, beyond the health value of it and some of the advantages that may appear not to be very physical, a very physical value it brings is also monetary. Because the value of your property can be connected to how serene, how green, how aesthetically pleasing your property is. And in a way where you have trees that are standing gallant and healthy around your structure or your property, the better the perception of what that property is. So across the world, you could always, it's pretty obvious. If you even speak to a new estate, real estate agent, they will let you know that a beautiful house is connected to its beautiful green space.
Right.
So if people even don't have a good understanding of, say, the other really well, maybe technical advantage of it, that also has a role.
I love that. Yeah, I used to hear that with real estate ads saying in a mature tree area, so you knew there were going to be lush, tall, older grown trees. And what you see some newer developments where you think, what is missing about here? Why doesn't it feel like a neighborhood? And often it's that there's no trees. And it takes you a minute to kind of clue in, like, oh, it's flat and there's no trees, there's no shade, it'll come in time, but that's what's not desirable is the lack of trees. Is something that sticks out right away. I love that. So tonight, who are you hoping attends tonight? And you know, specifically, what type of feedback are you hoping to hear?
So tonight is about the public. It's about everyone and everyone who is interested, who feel they have some kind of stake and some kind of ideas to share with us. And what we are hoping to get is, you know, we see the plan as informing, for example, the way we grow trees, also the way we maintain and take care of those trees. And also in consideration, the trees in consideration to the green spaces around. Because we, like we say in forest, we say we see the trees for the forest and the forest for the trees.
Right.
So the way the trees, even though as an individual, connect to all other spaces across the city and makes our residents feel better, positively influencing. So them coming and sharing those perspective and those insights. And you know what? One thing we also want to learn is how would our community want to engage in supporting the city to get to these expected outcomes that they would like to share. So this is an opportunity as well for people to share those insights, those ideas.
I love that. You know, I had somebody from Healthy Headwaters Labs on last week on this segment, and they were doing some walks showing people the different bodies of water and whatnot in the area and how that connects to the land and does a lot of the same thing that trees does and how those are connected. And it's interesting, you know, Yemi, you had moved here and we were talking during the commercial break about all the places you'd been to and you came to Windsor. I'm always curious. I always ask people who are not originally from here, what is your take on Windsor? Because you mentioned you've been to Italy, the UK, Calgary, Vancouver, and you landed here in Windsor with this really cool position.
Yeah.
What's your take on Windsor as someone who's relatively new to the area?
Yeah. So, you know, when we drove into Windsor, actually drove into Windsor alone in July last year, my family flew through plane, and I drove in through Calgary all the way through, you know, Saskatchewan and so on. And you could see the climate, the weather changing as I drove on.
Yeah.
And when I got to Windsor, there's a feeling it's like you drove into a city in Europe.
Really?
It has this ambience, this summer ambience of a southern European country. And then when you check the map, you will see that Windsor is quite close, on latitude-wise, to some of the European countries.
Right.
So it feels kind of warmer. And what, of course, every Windsorite already know that Windsor is warmer comparatively to a lot of other Canadian cities. And you know, it's an interesting place. The history it has in connection to Detroit.
Yes.
It's fun to see. I do hope that I've been here a bit earlier to see, you know, how things have changed and so on, and the interactions that is possible and what had happened and so on. But it's nice to be in a place that holds so much history.
Yeah, it really is. And we definitely need to celebrate it a lot more, too. I love it. Do you think we have become, and maybe we're getting better at this, do you think that we've become for a while there disconnected from nature, do you think, in the line of work that you do? What are your thoughts on that?
I would say we are getting better.
Good.
Because the good thing is that, you know, across the world, everyone is transversing towards the direction of getting better in terms of their green space. This is not a Windsor or Ontario-specific comment. It's really a global comment. And for someone who had worked across the world and with global institutions, I know that, you know, there is always an opportunity to get better, and Windsor is in the right direction. And most of the feedback and comments we get from our council and the other senior directions is always in the direction that get us better, and which is good. And this is also part of why we're doing this management plan. Because, again, this is going to be something positive for the city that will take us in the right direction.
I love that. And I hope you get a great turnout tonight, too, with your event happening. For people who are interested, you know, City of Windsor, citywindsor.ca, you can go, just if you Google Windsor Urban Forest Management Plan in today's date,
it's gonna jump out.
It'll jump out there. Yeah. But Yemi, thank you for all the work you do. I think it's so cool. And I love the direction we're going in. And I hope you get some great feedback. And we go from there. I'd love to have you back on after you do the consultation.
Yeah.
Go to the next step. Yeah.
Yeah,
but best of luck to you, Yemi. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah,
once again, that is Yemi Adeyeye, who is a city forester, manager, forestry and natural areas with the City of Windsor. Again, if you Google Windsor Urban Forest Management Plan, it should pop out with you. It's happening tonight, 6 p.m. Hop on. If you have questions, say them. If you have concerns, thoughts, share them. Definitely a step in the right direction.